Yeah, delighted. Mostly because of the schedule that we've come through was very, very tough. And I suppose in the back of your minds, you were knowing that on the one hand we were well battle hardened at this stage, and that would be a help. And on the other hand, you were hoping that Carrigan might be rusty and a bit off it, because it's very hard to replace games with training. And I think that told in the first half, which really was the winning of the game then. Meant that they were chasing us and we could sort of hold on. Now it was pretty even in the second half, but the fact that we started better, got a good few scores under our belt, meant we were in a good position from then on.
Was it not very much down to the fact that you knew them so well and you were able to do your matchups in that regard and predict what way they were going to play, is why they may be underperformed?
I wouldn't be certainly taking credit for that, but and because we were struggling, they've a lot of size, and we were rejigging right up until throw-in. We were rejigging stuff out there whenever we seen the team that they were going with. But again, you knowing them certainly is a help with that. But you're needing boys to really step up, and we move boys about into different positions. We could see the tiredness coming into the legs later on, but the boys kept sorting themselves and organising themselves. And again, Carrigan were moving about and rotating around quite a bit, and our boys coped with that well. So no, I was delighted. The team, Eric, will have been around plenty of corners at this stage, and yes, my bit of knowledge maybe helped a wee bit this time.
Sorry, go ahead.
But it's the boys on the pitch again, as I'll always say.
You must be delighted too with the versatility that we saw it emerging out there, you know, with Big Oran dropping back and Ben as well, and you know, different boys picking up different positions and different roles.
Yeah, and that's what's needed, particularly on the run of games that we've had with a couple of boys just today that have been really, really good for us, Kieran Quinn, Patrick McGeer, who we decided just to rest initially because just they've been through a lot and we needed to come in with fresh legs. And we're happy that we've got a strong bench, so we wanted to use that energy. But look, it's a first round of an Ulster club. Carrigan were under strength or underperformed today, so we're delighted to survive, because at the end of the day that's the only thing really that counts. But we're well aware that it doesn't carry any aggregate into the next game in terms of points on the scoreboard whenever you're playing either Clan Éireann or Newbridge.